The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been friends with somebody and you catch feelings like, and they don't know it, but you like your friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
That happened to me in high school.
What happened?
I had a friend. She was just a friend that was a girl. And then I started liking her.
Oh.
And then she ended up dating my friend. Let me tell you, crushed my little heart.
Did you ever tell her?
I told her eventually because I dated her like 5 years later.
And did she say, why didn't you tell me back then?
She told me she wasn't interested because the first time I met her, I was eating Cheez-Its. And she said I smelled like a big Cheez-It.
Ew! That was probably better
so
than you didn't tell her.
I'm telling you right now, guys, I have not eaten Cheez-Its in front of a woman since then.
You've eaten Cheez-Its. Well, I guess I'm not a woman. I'm your wife.
Oh, we're married now. I'm in the clear.
Okay. If you like somebody, you should tell them. And when you hear today's one confession, I think you'll understand why I'm saying that. So let's start the episode now. I think I'm more excited today, this Wednesday morning, than I've been in a minute because our daughter actually wanted to hang out with us earlier this week. Good morning. It's halfway to the weekend. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm the second part of the Wash duo here, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Well, you know, when kids get to a certain age, they know everything. Their parents certainly aren't cool, and they don't want to be seen with you.
Damn, that was a glorious age for me.
Yeah, that's just what it is, right? But we got to go see the Batman movie before anybody in the country. You know, we got to go to the premiere. Oh, all of a sudden, Ava Maddox like, I'm going with you. I'm going.
What time are we leaving? Mom, you're going to make us late.
Oh, she was on it, huh?
I was so excited. I was like, oh, mija, you want to hang out?
Why does she want to see Batman so bad?
Dude,
Robert Pattinson.
Hello. My man. I told y'all he was going to do it. I told y'all I love me some Robert Pattinson. Dude.
I did not go into the movie thinking that he could handle Batman.
Well,
I left the movie knowing he can handle Batman.
Oh, yes, dude. Yeah. Yeah. What is the movie knowing that your daughter is just as excited to see him as she has ever been? So that should have been all the momentum you needed.
Well, her big sister, my other daughter, Stasia, has been watching and reading the Twilight books for so long. Ava Maddox grew up watching.
She's read
Edward.
All the Twilight books. She's
Edward.
Seen all the movies. And, and I was like, I made the mistake of saying, I don't feel like he's that good looking. What is the appeal of him?
Oh, my gosh.
She was literally ready to fight me.
It was like a full-on assault. Dad.
Oh, man. Well, she's Dana's daughter. She does have the hots for white guys.
Stranger things happen every day.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till I reveal one day. I don't know how to do it exactly. Our group chat name that she gave us.
Oh, no. Okay,
we'll do that another
day. Figure
we'll
that
do
one
another.
Out. I don't even
Either way,
that.
Let me tell you something. The Batman movie is good. It surpassed anything I thought it was going to be. And shout out to Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She did an amazing job.
She killed it. Ah. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with Banana Cream Pie Day.
Yummy.
Gosh, a good banana cream pie. Remember Golden Corral had them?
Oh.
Well, I'm going to pull up to the GC later.
Something very important is World Teen Mental Wellness Day, all right? This is raising awareness and the stigma of mental health issues among teens.
And it has, you know, been on the rise, depression amongst teens. The pandemic had a lot to do with it, the isolation, the lack of, you know, community because kids weren't allowed in school. I am so glad that they're back in school.
Yes, and something that's good for your mental health. Read Across America. It's Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Yay! Remember we got to read to a class last year?
Yes.
That was
amazing. We got to read to little kids.
And we'll wrap it up on Ash Wednesday. So if you see some dirt on somebody's face, don't rub it off.
It's not dirt.
It's not dirt. No.
It's ash. Okay, it's a Catholic ritual tradition. Mm-hmm. DJ Automatic off air just said, oh, everybody does that. I said, no, it's just Catholic. He's like, dang, I'm so Catholic. I thought everybody is participating.
I thought all Christians put the ashes on their
but
forehead.
You can. You can put some ashes on your forehead.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Confession lines are open. You can call us right now. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. This woman's been on hold for a minute. Go ahead with your confession.
I had a friend that I was oblivious to it, but I guess he was in love with me for like the last 11 years. And we had all went out and he brought a friend of his to go out with us. Well, me being dumb, of course I thought his friend was hot and I ended up hooking up with his friend. And then I began kind of dating his friend and he kind of figured it out. And so now he won't talk to me. And so I feel slightly bad, but at the same time, like, you never once expressed this to me.
You're like, you didn't tell me. How do you want me to guess?
Right. But so now he like removed me from social media. He blocked my number and like no crazy fight happened. He just figured out that I was basically sleeping with his friend and he got upset.
Okay. Are you still with the friend?
I mean, yeah, I talked to him this morning.
You know, so it worked out for you. He should have spoke up.
I'm on everybody's team here, but I'm kind of happy for this guy standing up for himself. That's what
he's doing. Standing up for himself? How? He never told her.
By just cutting her off. That's what you got to do. You got to friend zone me. I'm out.
But here's the thing, though. He wasn't even honest with himself, so how could he be honest with me? That's his fault for being in denial.
It's true. If you want someone to know you like them, you have to tell them.
Would you have even gave him a shot?
I mean, in all honesty, if I'm thinking of like my future children, no. But
hold on. Hold on. I got to get a little deeper here. What do you mean future children?
I feel like if I were to like date someone, I'm dating to hopefully marry that person. Like, I'm getting older. I need to really take who I'm dating seriously. And this person, unfortunately, that is my friend, he has great investments. He comes from a well-off family, but there's not a ton of work ethic or like commitment to the things he does. He's not my type to begin with. And so, for one, I think the children would physically not look great, but I don't think he'd be a great role model either.
Well, with friends like her, who needs enemies? Just the way she talked about
it. She just called her friend lazy, entitled, and ugly.
Well,
we all have friends that are lazy.
Yeah,
not ugly, but
when
entitled.
When you're friends with the opposite sex or, you know, people you're into, you like gotta like draw the lines of, all right, why are they a good friend and why are they not a good partner?
Why are they not a good mate? I will say, though, what threw me off a little bit is her saying, physically, I don't know that we'd have good children. Girl, we are not breeding animals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
let me tell you something.
Love is love.
The whole part of that conversation that threw me off is she said they were friends for 11 years and that he never told her. That 95% of men are not going to be friends with a woman for 11 years without having any intention of sleeping with her. Sorry.
All your friends are women.
Well, I said 95% of them. I fall in the 5%, Dana.
Okay? That's what that is.
The 95% of people are like two people. Like that. I didn't know Automatic has friends.
He has nothing but women friends.
Where are they at, dog? I have not seen.
He used to have coffee with them and go, now I'm like, well, what the hell? Do you think that it's crazy of me to find that a little offensive? I am a short woman. Did you think about that? Automatic,
I think so.
When you and I are going to have a baby?
No.
We've been talking about kids?
Like, I mean, well, we didn't plan our pregnancy like 95% of people.
Yeah,
But no, I didn't think that you were a bad breeder. No, I didn't.
You shouldn't even say that. That's bad. Those are bad, like the terminology.
But there's those type offensive of women out there. Even back to her comment of like, when I date to marry. Like, anytime you hear that stuff, like, yeah, it didn't surprise me that she would say something as obnoxious as like we would.
Well, the guy's friend likes her.
Bruh, she a smashing pass. That's all she is, dog. I feel bad. I ain't even judging her. I ain't even judging. Live your life, Ma.
All right, so if you got any thoughts on this particular conversation, please call us up. Or if you have a confession, we'll put you on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Big news for Drake and a woman that America loves. I can't wait to tell you about this story and more. It's Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays first.
John Bon Jovi celebrating his birthday. Let's start with that one. We also had Rebel Wilson celebrating her birthday and the one, the only, Becky G.
Oh, and I just wanted to mention that Jason Momoa, this is obviously Aquaman, he and Lisa Bonet announced they were separating, you know, a couple months ago. They're back together. They're giving their marriage a second chance.
A lot of heartbroken women out there.
No, we're excited for them.
Oh, come on now. You know some women were happy. They were like, I might have a shot with Aquaman now.
You never had a shot, okay? You never had a shot. I'm excited for this. Also, The Game sat down on the Drink Champs podcast and said this about Dr. Dre.
Crazy that Ye did more for me in the last 2 weeks than Dre did for me my whole career.
What the heck has Kanye done for Game? I want to know.
I mean, he gave him a new song that's pretty good, but beyond that, I don't know.
Dr. Dre produced the documentary.
But Kanye put him on that platform when Dr. Dre didn't put him on the Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean, Game's up in his fields.
Nobody even understands what that platform is. DJ Automatic, okay, we all understand the documentary.
And all the Game had to do was beat up Pete Davidson. That's literally why Kanye started hanging out with him. Come on, dude. Bro. You need a backup.
All right, and then finally, I just wanted to say congratulations to Drake and Zendaya. You know Drake is the executive producer of Euphoria. Every time I say that during any part of the show, I will receive at least 10 messages. What?
What?
Drake is the producer? Yes, he is. And now Euphoria is the second most watched series on HBO.
Baby.
Game of Thrones is the only one ahead of it. Congratulations. That's a script nobody wanted to produce.
I was going
to
say, Drake took a chance on the script and it worked out.
And Zendaya is just incredible in the show.
The one thing about Drake is the man has an eye for talent. Think of how many rappers he's pulled up and helped out.
Now he's doing it
with television. He's going to start like doing it, film.
Yeah, he's behind it. It's just another successful project that Drake didn't write.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What are the dirtiest places in your home? Where should you be cleaning a little extra? Number one, shock me. I'm sure it's going to shock you too. In case you missed it, these are three stories you need to know. Timeline moves too quickly. We get the most important and give it to you now. DJ Automatic, you first.
So what you lived through as a kid could actually age you faster through adulthood. Did you smoke as a teen? Were you a fat kid? Did you suffer anxiety or have depression? All these factors could mean by the time you hit 45, your aging could go a lot quicker.
I'm so glad that I only have one out of two of those things. I was chubby. I was a little chubby here and there.
Well, the stress hit my hairline like at age 9. So that's, it made me look 45 at like 16. How about that, dog?
I think you look super young. I don't think that's true. I think Anthony A. looks young, but I didn't believe you about your hairline. And then you threw that photo up. You're about 15 or 16. And yeah, you were losing it then. It's genetic.
I think for me, I was raising my younger brother from a young age. So that gave me stress.
So that just made the hairline
go
right
away. That made me go back there.
Nobody smoked right in this room. We didn't smoke. I didn't smoke.
I didn't smoke as a kid, no.
No, but I inhaled all the smoke from my nana and my uncle. Don't smoke at home with your kids.
So the researchers found that if you did any of those things, by the time you hit 45, you're going to be walking slower, have an older brain by more than a couple years. Your facial age is going to be at least 4 years older.
You what?
This is why we just don't guess how old people are, because it can just be rude. Just, you don't know what kind of childhood they had.
What's your age and life experience? Tell me that. All right, in case you missed it, 40% of people who smoke the God's Good Greens or drink booze, any type of booze, admit to driving under the influence.
Stop.
Recent research reveals that, and of that 40%, 60% of them were men who live in states where marijuana is legal. And yo, this is a very close thing to me, because I lost a very good friend. Automatic, you were friends with Wake Self.
Yeah.
He got hit by a drunk driver. Mm-hmm. And I feel like every couple of months, especially where I'm from, you always hear of drunk driving happening.
I don't understand it anymore. And I'm going to tell you, I've done it in the past, years ago. Never again. Once there's,
I think a
Uber,
lot of people
Lyft,
have done it.
But there's people listening right now. Like, I might go have a couple of drinks. It's not okay to get behind the wheel. Our good friend Aziza, she works for MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. She lost her fiance to a drunk driver.
Yeah.
You ruin people's lives and your own.
You just got to make better decisions. Call an Uber. Call
a friend. Walk. Yeah, go sleep in your car.
If you ain't got the money for a Lyft or an Uber on a surcharge, and you ain't got money to be drinking.
Thanks. That DUI, trying to get out of, that's going to cost you a lot more than $50 Uber.
I'll tell you, $10,000 if you want to know the exact number.
Okay, there you go. So don't drink and drive, please. In case you missed it, there is now a new study out that lists the dirtiest places in your home. Number one, kitchen sponges. They hold what's called coliform bacteria, which is fecal matter.
What?
Number two.
That's what you wash your dishes with.
Come on, Automatic. You know I put bleach and stuff in mine. I soak my sponges. Number two, dog bowls harbor bacteria and mold. If you are not washing your dog's dishes every day, which my nana always made me do.
Every day?
Every day.
Isn't and you it start good with seeing, a good with the spray of the hose?
Maybe the spray of the hose is good. If you start seeing runniness, if you see your dogs are a little tired, it's because you're putting bacteria into their gut. You're making them sick. Number three, the water reservoir in the new coffee pots. I'm not going to do any brands, but you know you put the little single thing in there?
Oh.
70% contain mold and bacteria.
We stopped using those because of the amount.
Statistic.
Yeah, it was just gross.
This is why I don't drink coffee.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I use an old-fashioned coffee pot. Number four, handles, doorknobs, light switches, the toilet flusher.
I grab a paper towel when I go into the restroom, and I use it for everything I do.
Well, you
at your house?
To.
Oh, not in my house.
Yeah, well.
I live with Miss Clean
Miss
here.
Miss Bleach over here. But the number five, which is what people just don't understand, your toothbrush. If you don't have a cover on the head of your brush, it's filled with poop.
What?
Almost 100% contains coliform bacteria, fecal matter, because you're in a bathroom and the poop travels.
But no, my toothbrush is like 10 feet from the toilet.
Does not matter.
It doesn't fly out.
You know why Otto's upset? Because I try to cover his toothbrush and he fights me. And now he's like, cover it. I bet you after today, you're going to look for that cover. Cover your toothbrush, cochinos.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who likes chicken nuggets? Everybody likes chicken nuggets. I got Nug news in food news today. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adria, a.k.a. Lil Nugget.
Okay, so as conflict continues in Ukraine, Russian citizens wait in long lines as Apple Pay and Google Pay no longer work. I don't think anyone really understands what a global economy means. We're all connected. And if these services...
Damn, bro, you just call
it stupid? No, I really, I'm telling you right now... Well, yeah, kind of. Stupid. People are like, the president is responsible for inflation. It's the world that's going through it. Yeah, kind of, if you think that. If these services decide to disconnect, it could cause, like, serious chaos.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Serious chaos.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you, the other thing they disconnected was Pornhub from Russia.
And they also got rid of OnlyFans, too.
And they're pulling off vodka. The party is over in Russia, I'll tell you right now.
All right, now we're going to move on to food news. There is a new Nugs policy at Burger King. If you love the nuggets from Burger King, they're mighty tasty. When you order, you're only going to get 8. They have removed 2. No more 10-piece nuggets, and the price is the same. Inflation is hitting these restaurants all over. Some aren't even opening, you know, their doors because they can't find enough people to work. People don't want to work for $7, $10 an hour anymore. And they pulled the Whopper from the discount menu, dropped the burger from its 2 for $6 and 2 for $5 promotions.
There we go. You know what? Go eat a salad. That's what we're trying to tell you. Go eat a salad. All right. Go.
You know what? Honestly,
they're doing you a favor. They're doing you a favor by taking away 2 nuggets.
That's
a good idea. Yeah, less calories.
Less calories. You're going to lose weight. Burger King is helping. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with the very serious one. It is World Teen Mental Wellness Day. This is raising the awareness and battling the stigma of mental health issues among teens.
And we have talked about this so many times, especially during the pandemic. The mental health issues that teens are having is on the rise. Isolation, being on the computer for 8 hours a day when they weren't allowed to go to school. Me as a parent, I was upset when it was taking a long time to get the kids back.
Read this study that said that more than a third of kids, so 33% of kids, actually preferred to stay home. And they don't like being back in school because then they have to face bullies. They have less friends. They said people were nicer when they weren't in school together. There was like more of a sense of community.
Well, not our kid. She didn't like it even a little bit. And she got depressed. I'm glad school is back.
All right. Something that's not depressing. Banana cream pie. Oh, how about that? Yo, invented in the late 1800s. I did not know that.
I didn't either. But whoever invented it, shout out to you.
And of course, we have the start of Lent, which is known as Ash Wednesday.
So this is when you give something up until Easter Sunday, right? You have to give something up if you're Catholic. But
well,
some people
that doesn't
do
start till Friday, I thought.
All right, go over some
Catholics. I don't know.
Catholics
all these years of Catholic school, you would think I would have the order.
Yesterday, and I had to correct you, DJ Automatic. I don't know. You didn't even think it was Lent today, so I don't know.
I just know it's not Palm Sunday. I always like Palm Sunday because you got something to carry at church.
Hell yeah.
That was fun.
Something I do love. It's Read Across America Day. Happy birthday to Dr. Seuss.
Yes, everybody loved Dr. Seuss when I was little. One fish, two fish, green fish, blue fish. That was my favorite book.
I always liked Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Ooh, I was a major cat in a hat person myself.
So, I mean, obviously we're talking about the books. I loved Cat in a Hat, that movie, with Mike Myers. He played the cat.
No, that was good. Our daughter watched it like a million times. So.
What happened to Mike Myers? Was that the last movie he did?
No, he was in Bohemian Rhapsody. He played the manager, remember?
Oh, the fat guy.
But he hasn't done a comedy really since The Love Guru because it was just that bad.
Well, honestly, if we're talking Dr. Seuss, though, nobody did it like Jim Carrey in The Grinch. Come on.
The Grinch.
Best movie of all time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, this California couple, Odalis and Antonio Martinez, when they got married and they were told be fruitful and multiply, they took it to heart. She got pregnant, and while she was pregnant, she got pregnant.
What?
Oh, that's... double down.
She's one of only 10 recorded pregnancies to ever have this happen. She was pregnant. And 5 days after they found out she was pregnant, she conceived again. So she had...
How does that even work?
It's so rare.
Is it like twins, but like they're separated?
So she says that it's just so much easier to tell people like you, Automatic, who are asking, wait, how does that happen? Nah, it's not twins. She's pregnant with a little baby.
So she's going to have one...
And they get busy, and then she got pregnant again.
So she's going to have one like 1 month and
they
another one...
They were born
like-
at the same time because it's too dangerous to allow her to carry the other baby. One baby was actually born about a month earlier than she should have been born.
Now,
but the two baby girls are very healthy.
My wonder is, are both said dads around, right?
It's the same dad. I just said it married.
Oh, damn. All right, my bad. I missed that part of it. So I was thinking about my dating life, and I was like, I didn't change my dating
too
habits.
Too much down in the DM for you.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Anthony said he dated the girl who was 5 months pregnant. You could have got her pregnant.
That's what I was thinking. I always dated him because I didn't think they could get pregnant twice.
Well, now you're doing it.
I know.
There's a man in New York who's had a miracle happen twice. He's actually won scratchers 2 times now.
How much did he win?
Well, the first time he won $10 million, and that was in 2019. And last week, he hit again for $10
million. No!
Yes, so he's won $20 million in scratchers in 3 years.
Damn, dog. Yo, where did he buy those at? Because if I was that person who sold them to him, I'm like, hey, I
got to kick me down.
I
got to
get a little something.
Not only that, don't you think, come on, the odds of getting bitten by a shark if you live in the desert are greater than winning the lottery. This just don't make sense.
The odds of this happening are actually 1 in 3.5 million.
Hey, you said he's in upstate New York?
No, he's in New York City.
Nah, that's some mobster. I don't believe it.
Oh, man. All right, let's get out of this world and go to Jupiter, where Jupiter's exoplanet WASP-121b is actually raining jewelry and has clouds of metal.
Well, let's go there.
What kind of jewelry are they?
It's actually raining. It's cloudy with a chance of Cuban links.
You may have seen a meteor shower, but you've never seen a shower meatier than this.
Those are today's WTF stories. We'll be back coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, March 2nd. Music Facts with DJ Automatic begins now.
We're going to start with birthdays. Today we got Method Man celebrating.
M-E-T-H-O-D. Classic right there.
One of my favorite members of the Wu-Tang. We got LP from Run the Jewels celebrating today.
Ooh, go check out our conversation with Run the Jewels. Go to Dana Cortez Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch it. Good stuff there.
We're going to start in 1983. Did you guys know that the first CD player was released on this day in 1983?
Oh, CD player.
CD player.
Okay.
Next, we're going to 1989. On this day, Madonna became the first artist to debut a hit song in a commercial. When you call my name, it's like, a little prayer. Like a Prayer debuted in a 2-minute Pepsi ad. The ad only aired one time because the video came out the next day on MTV, and people were outraged that she kissed a black man in front of a burning cross. On a positive note, though, she did get to keep the $5 million.
From Pepsi?
Yes.
So outraged, not such a new thing, huh?
Next, we're going to 2014 when Arby's buys the Pharrell Williams hat that Skateboard P wore to the Grammys. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you think. Kind of looks like an Arby's hat, huh?
Man. That was the reason they bought it. They spent $44,000 on it, and they donated it to the Noosa Museum in Washington, D.C. And finally, on this day in 2016, Fat Joe and Remy Ma release All the Way Up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. This is Fat Joe's biggest song in a decade. It went platinum. Jay-Z jumped on the remix. Fat Joe signed to Roc Nation.
And every single decade, Fat Joe's got something.
He
since
does.
The
he
80s.
Does. And also, this also ended his and Jay-Z's beef that they had going on for a very long time. So it was a good day. Good moment for hip-hop.
Very big moment. All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, this woman called in to confess that she originally was friends with one guy, but then shot him down, put him in the friend zone, and then hooked up with his good friend. Is that against bro code? Is it homie hopping? Let's break it down right now. I was with me two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and here's a snippet of that confession we received earlier.
I had a friend that I was oblivious to it, but I guess he was in love with me for like the last 11 years. And he brought a friend of his to go out with us. Well, me being dumb, of course I thought his friend was hot, and I ended up hooking up with his friend.
An Automatic, off rip, you were not a fan of this woman here.
No, it's not. I mean, first of all, as I've had more time to think about it.
Yeah.
This guy was friends with this girl for 11 years.
Yes, he was.
11 years that he knew that he liked her, and he never, ever broke the ice. A lot of it's on him.
A lot of that is on him.
Not even a little bit.
But you know when your homie likes a girl, dog. You know when your homie has feelings for a chick.
But if it's been 11 years,
you're ruthless?
And he hasn't shot his shot, you might get stepped on.
So is this more on the homie for taking the girl, or is this more on her for pushing that? Like,
It's more on the guy for not taking a shot.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
He needed to take a shot. She said, we've known each other for 11 years, and he never told me he liked me.
Now, I labeled her a smash and pass, right?
Yes.
Which I was actually surprised that Dana was a fan of that term. She's like, hey, I never heard that.
I think she just never heard it before. I don't think she was like, when she really thought about it.
A more common term is a homie hopper.
Yeah.
And, of course, on this day, we confess, all right? And me and Automatic got to talking, and we've done some homie hopping ourselves.
I did some homie hopping. These two girls were best friends, and I dated one of them, and then I dated the other one right after. And they were no longer friends after.
How many months in between?
But we'll say weeks.
Oh, no!
It might have been days.
Oh.
But it was like, I wasn't anything serious for me, and I didn't think it was serious for them, but obviously they're both more serious than I was, and I hope to this day that they got back to be friends. I hope they're friends now.
We're soliciting for your friendship. We hope you guys were able to rekindle that vibe and are still pushing past DJ Automatic and
his horrible habits. We can't just put this all on me.
Yeah,
what did you do?
I was trying to wrap it up. Yo, listen to more of it on the podcast.
What did you do?
So the girl I dated in college, my first girlfriend in college, broke up with me, broke my heart, and then went and dated this dude who was dealing drugs, right? And she was with him for a year and a half, so I figured, all right, she's going to get married to this drug dealer dude. So I turned around and dated her best friend.
Oh.
And that friendship is still awkward. You know, it's awkward between the three of us, all right? But that's what it was. I was heartbroken and I did it, all right? So there's your confession, Automatic. Let me know.
All right, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Did we learn anything about the dirtiest places in our house? We learn to cover our toothbrush?
Yeah, that your bathroom is nasty as hell.
Our bathroom is like pristine. It's very, very clean.
Toilet seat up.
Toilet seat up and your toothbrush with no cover.
Okay.
Automatic.
I still don't believe that it can fly that far.
You're an anti-vaxxer. You're an anti-toothbrush. The poop is on your toothbrush. There's scientific proof.
Okay. First of all, don't ever call me an anti-vaxxer, okay?
What I'm saying is you have the same mentality. I don't believe.
It's behind a wall, and there's no way that means that the poop would have to like make a left turn and then go into my bag.
It's particles in the air.
I don't believe it. You can test my toothbrush. There will be no caca on there.
We should test your mouth.
I hate you.
All right, more of the podcast now.